Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Don.
Hello, everybody.
We are on the sixth issue of this Basket Full of Heads story arc. I was going to say comic book story arc, which is right, but whatever.
Yeah. We're more specific than that here.
Yeah. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last five episodes.
I like how these ones, you know, start right where the last one
finished.
Well,
yeah, like this all happens within
a night,
couple hours.
Yeah.
We have been getting clocks throughout the issues. I think the last issue had the clock saying like 2:05 or
something like that.
It's, you know, it's the early hours. Early morning, yeah. Storm is still brewing. It's still raining. I think the storm is actually dying down. It's getting to the point where it hit at like, 11 at night hard.
Yeah.
Whenever the power went out, kind of thing.
Yeah. It's been like a hard, you know, it's a tropical storm.
Yeah.
So obviously it's going to be, you know, pretty bad.
So Hank is there with the shotgun pointed at where he thinks is June because the door is wide open of the truck. The handcuff is
tucked into the door.
Yeah. So he goes around and he sees the handcuff is now
attached to the knob of the window knob.
And Puzo's head is stuffed. He's got the flag stuffed in his mouth and the head's on the car seat.
Now, see right here where it's the... I always think he's saying, Hank, you dumb asshole. But I think
it might be. And Hank pulls the flag out. He's like, where'd June go? And Puzo's like, you fucking idiot. She cut off her fucking thumb and slipped the cuffs. What are you doing? You gotta go get her. And Hank's just like, what?
But where's the rest of her?
And right behind her, right behind Hank, is June with the axe. And there goes his head.
She's like, Hank, I need to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. Dude, the amount of blood on that axe, man.
Right?
And it just keeps getting thicker and thicker. She rushes into the police station. The clock now says 3 o'clock. She... take some first aid.
See,
some Novocaine.
I'm trying to figure out why the hell she took her shirt off.
Yeah, I was curious about that too. Maybe I mean, just because she wanted to get
the not have Puzo's shirt on.
Yeah, but I also don't. I
ugh.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I think. Well, that's still weird though because
she has it on when she cuts his head off.
Yeah, but then she takes it off, goes into the the station,
and then the shirt
rips
off.
It off. Comes back out.
It doesn't show her with taking the shirt off.
Yeah, but it's off. Yeah. But she comes back out, and next time we see her, she's taking off the raincoat and the sweatshirt, the hoodie of Hank's.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't know either.
Anyway, she bandages up her thumb, her handless, thumbless hand.
There we go. And, you know, she
picks up all the heads.
Yeah.
Puts them back in the basket because why not? Because,
hey, how do we get the name of the
exactly
book if it wasn't for all the heads in the basket?
And she brings them back into the police station. And so she's like, okay, so how are you going to contact your dad?
He's got a radio on him, a CB. A battery radio. And...
yeah, it's all the way back because the phone lines are down.
Yeah.
Everything's, kids, when in the 80s, when a power line went down, that means the phone lines went down with it usually.
Yeah.
Normally.
Generally speaking.
Yeah. Especially on an island.
Yeah.
And she is basically threatening
to cut off Hank's ear if he doesn't tell his dad exactly what he wants to tell her. And while this is while they're, trying to figure out how to get a hold of his dad or how they're gonna do it, they go ahead and start talking about Liam throughout the summer.
Well, she's also like, okay, so we know I know what Hank thinks is on tape. Hey,
Hamilton.
Hamilton, what do you think's on tape? And it turns out that Hank, we find out, I think at one point earlier on, that Hamilton, I think Hank told us.
Slings all the dope in town.
Yeah, he is the dope dealer. So when two guys who are not from town come in and starts, trying to sell dope on his territory, he contacted
the sheriff, what? Because the sheriff's in for a cut of it. They split it 50-50.
So he basically arrested them and threw them in jail stupid quick. But at the same time, though, his daughters were kind of his pushers.
Yeah, they sold it to all the kids. Mm-hmm. Hamilton and, Hamilton himself sold it to, all the adults. And then the daughter sold it to all the kids. And he's like, yeah, your boy, Liam, used to buy it from him all the time. And the girls were, always trying
to... They were spending with him. Yeah. Like they were, and it wasn't even really him. It was more of they were trying to one-up each other.
Yeah, they were flirting with him, bringing him, sodas and dinner and lunches. And, he was always there with his shirt undone and this and that and the other. And anyways, the girls showed him what was in, the Greenhouse 5 or something like that.
Whatever it was. Yeah. Back in the back of the plantation or whatever.
Where he's growing all of his marijuana and poppy. And
so naturally, not only did they show him that, but they probably were talking. And if he was always wearing a wire, which they really...
They didn't... He had his shirt open the whole time?
Yes.
Like, that should have been... Like, that was a dead giveaway to me.
Right? Because... You know what? Let's cut that part out because that actually is kind of leading... Well, I mean, honestly, it's smart if you think about it.
I guess that's true. Better cut that part out.
Yeah.
But, he's...
He
thinks that his whole marijuana drug dealing operation is on this tape.
Yes. That's what he... That's his thoughts. And then... Puzo is... Starts talking.
And we find out that Puzo killed Flanagan.
Because he was like the only one who wasn't on the take.
Yeah, and he was like, I'm not taking your drug money, this and that and the other. He's like, we gave him a happy accident. And then she's like, so what did you get on the tape? What do you think's on that tape, Puzo?
And his eyes like bulge out. And then we get a scene of Puzo. Well, we get
Liam with his shirt off.
And Puzo coming up to him and making moves.
Well, he's like, I've got lotion, and Liam's like, oh, cool, you want to get my back for me? And he starts wiping on there, and as he's doing that, Puzo comes up and starts like kissing up his shoulder, and he's like, whoa, dude. He's like, look, I don't mind that you're gay. He's like, but just not with me.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, oh, I'm just fucking with you, man. You really went for that. Ha ha ha. And he's like, look, dude, if you're gay, it's fine. It's no big deal. But like, have you talked to your wife about it? And he's like, motherfucker, you tell one word around anybody, I'm going to fucking mark.
Yeah. Also says, how the chief, Clausen, is old-fashioned and doesn't, he jokes around with the gay jokes and all this stuff. But I'm pretty sure if you talk to him, man, fuck you, fuck this, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. We finally get to her telling Hank what to say. I like that she stuffs Puzo and Hamilton's head back into the basket with the...
To keep them shut up. So yeah, with she has the... Yeah.
What? Flag. There we go.
Yeah.
Lost words.
Tucked in their mouths.
So, he puts Hank on the CB to call Clausen. And Hank's like, I fucked up, Dad. I fucked up really bad. The girl will,
she hit me really hard. I can't feel my legs.
And
because you ain't got no legs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You already did that.
That was 4 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Five episodes ago.
Whatever. So Clausen asked, "Where is she now?" And Hank's like, "She took the keys to the Toyota and she's heading to drive. Going to try to drive across the causeway.
She fucked me up real bad, Dad.
You need to come help me." And Clausen's like, "No. Too bad. That's fine. I can't. I gotta go try and catch her before she gets across. The causeway. I'll take one of the rowboats and just try to cut her off." And that's when she shuts it off and she shoves them back into the basket. And then goes to
I need to know where your dad keeps a sailboat. And he's like, "I'm not telling you anything." And then she's like, "Look, if you don't tell me, I'm gonna cut out your tongue." And he's like, "Okay, I'll tell you."
Okay,
so she tucks the heads back into the
she puts them in the buggy.
Yeah,
because she makes her way back down to the docks and sees the buggy, and she puts them in the buggy. "I'll be back, I promise.
Don't fight, boys.
Hops in the rowboat and makes her way over to the sailboat.
Yeah, she sees the sheriff take the motorboat, the small boat. Mm-hmm. off to the side of it and, you know, to go find her. And then she rows over to the other boat. And when she gets there, her boat floats away, obviously, because, yeah, you know,
she didn't secure it.
Like, I am impressed with how still this water is for being in the middle of a storm.
So, again, that's why I think the storm is coming to an end.
Yeah.
I can't be 100%, but that's kind of what I think. Either way, the wind was still blowing. The sailboat still, you know, yeah, was,
and she
got knocked away.
She gets into the boat and finds Liam tied up, beat up, you know.
Yeah.
Fucked up pretty good.
Yeah, he is.
And, you know, he's like, hey, don't, you know, he's going to come back. He's going to hurt you. You know, you got to get out of here. And she's like, look,
well, she's like, no,
I had his son send him on a wild goose chase.
Yep.
And, she's like, Hank, what did you do with him, June? That's not just him and his dad. It's also some other guys. And she's like, yeah, I know about everybody. She's like, I know all about it.
I whacked him. I whacked Ned Hamilton. I whacked Puzo.
Yeah. I took all their fucking heads off.
Yeah. They're not doing shit. And then Clawson comes in.
Heads up, Miss Branch.
Yeah, exactly. There was, again, a lot of head puns. Similar to, like, Lock and Key was a lot of key puns. But he's like, I don't own the Toyota. Toyota is the word Hank and I agreed on in case one of us was in trouble. It's like, that's actually smart. Well, especially with the business that they do, which is being crooked cops and crooked everything.
And he's like, I just want you to know that you're going to die and for my boy and all this and that. He's like, I'm going to kill you and make Liam watch. And he's like, unless you got something to say to me, Liam. And he's like, no, I don't have whatever the fuck tape you think I had. Don't you think I'd have already given it to you?
And I will give Clawson props. He has got June by the waist. And he is able to climb up those stairs without grabbing onto them. Because they're literally at almost like a 85 degree angle.
Yeah.
And then toss her, like, over to the, what's the... Not the baluster. What's the...
Mass.
There we go. Yes. Like, just outside of the door. And as she lets go of the axe and she's trying to grab it, but he, you know, kicks it off of the boat and then knocks her out. She wakes up a little bit later and she is now hog-tied. Well, no, I guess she's not hog-tied.
She's tied around her waist with her arms tied up to an anchor.
Yep. And the legs too.
Yeah. And he's like, well, see you later.
Yeah, toss her overboard. And that's how we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to Basket Full of Heads.